fully advised of the facts, the potential penalties, some of the alternatives, and when the state came with an offer, we conveyed that to him.
What about the outburst at the beginning there? How did that affect what went on today?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think it had an effect. I think that was an unfortunate reaction by his sister. Expected, it's natural, but unfortunate.
Do you believe the prosecution's offer of a deal indicates a lack of confidence in their case at trial?
No, I don't really. I think that if tried, those facts that were presented would be substantially what would come out. I think that, and I said this the other day, is everyone is looking for a guarantee in this world. And they were looking for a plea and a guarantee that he would be in prison for a substantial period of time. We were looking for a guarantee that would not have him away for the rest of his life. So this was just the process of negotiation. And I don't think it was a weakness in any sense of the word.
So he says he didn't do this.
Correct. He still maintains his innocence. And I don't know if it was picked up, but this was a plea done pursuant to Alford versus North Carolina, which was a guy facing a death penalty case who said when they offered him second degree, well, he'd take the deal, but he still wasn't guilty. And it became a question of constitutional proportion. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, yes, you could do that. You can enter into a plea agreement and maintain your innocence.
Do people accept 37 years in prison when they're innocent?
You know, there's people in prison who are innocent. You know, do you know the numbers of exonerated people these days?
I know, but you represent a man who accepted the plea, I assume, on your advice. So a lot of those people got ineffective counsel. I don't think you would put yourself in that position.
I'm not putting myself in that position, but there were people that went through the entire system and did 20-plus years in prison with people, lawyers who weren't considered ineffective. And there have been 300 of those people reversed. Do you know how many people had statements in their case? There's at least 25% of them. So I think that people make their own decision when it comes time to fish or cut bait.
Did you tell him to take this plea time?
I encouraged him to keep an open mind as to that idea, but I wasn't pushing one way or another.
The way the deal is set up, do you guys plan some sort of appeal in the future?
Or is that... No. I mean, basically, this is a done deal. There is totally limited ability to appeal what was done this morning.
So did he essentially take this deal to avoid a lengthier prison term? Is that the gist of it then?
Yes.
And he gets 2.5 years already?
Yes. He was arrested on October 27th.
So it's really like 34 and a half or 35?
Well, he's been in jail. He wasn't like out running around the last couple of years.
So when we say 37, he's actually already served a couple of those years.
Yes, that's true. Okay. We're not being misleading in that sense.
Well, no, I just wanted to double check that I said it correctly.
Tom, was he looking at the 60 on this, or was he looking at the natural life possibility?
You know, I don't know what was in his head, because if you roll the dice, you're taking a chance on whatever the judge finally decides.
Right.
It's going to be...
He could have gotten life.
He could have, sure.
Tom, if he was innocent, why did he leave the state?
Well, he has a story about that and about how he was concerned that the cops would railroad him. There was an unfortunate voicemail message left on his phone that he heard.
And he had several different stories, which is...
Oh, he did, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Did you, I don't know if you answered this earlier, but how did your client feel about all this? How did you feel about the deal?
I asked him this morning how he felt, and he seemed at peace with it. He was ready to get going.
You understand why the family doesn't seem to be at peace with it?
A little bit, but I think I said this yesterday. I'm a parent. I'm a grandparent. I don't know how I would react, but I don't think I'd react like the family. I don't think I'd react like Billy's sister, but only because I've been doing this for so long that I think I understand it. And that doesn't make it more palatable. It just, I think I understand it.